you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know we're going to have an awesome time. You know what we do here at Good Deeds. We got to educate, because all of us, we need to have that knowledge curve. We always have to be teachable, but we actually educate you. We motivate you and inspire that we all can make a wiser decision. It's okay. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I am the platform builder. And what we do in a whole with all our platforms, we are multimedia platforms that we give you exposure that, you know, for your products, for your services, you know, the testimony, your passion, of course, and your purpose, the things that you're doing in life. You know, we just love that the support that you give us. We always have a lot of people chiming in. You know, a lot of people listen to the archives if they're, you know, in traffic or they, you know, can't get on the, you know, the call, or they can't get to the, you know, the website. But we just thank you so much for all the things that you're doing. We just truly don't take it for granted, and we thank you again for your support for Good Deeds. But we don't want to hesitate. We actually have an awesome, awesome young lady with us today. She's a minister. She actually is a health coach. She actually is a purpose and power strategist. And I love that. I just like that. But, you know, the awesome things that we have to realize in life, that all the things that we go through, you know, it can be a complicated situation. It can be, you know, as we say, a difficult obstacle, challenges that we have. But guess what? We actually always will have a comeback. We will always come back because, you know, God, of course, we go through things. But guess what? If they come to you, guess what? You can actually go through it. And I know I'm a living witness that when you're in it, sometimes you say, okay, wait a minute now. But guess what? He always comforts you. He always guides you. You will always have that inner being, the Holy Spirit, of course, that will direct and guide you in everything you do and say. And, you know, you have to believe. You have to trust. And, of course, you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop. You got to get it. But we don't want to delay because we have an awesome, awesome guest with us. We want to welcome Miss Letitia Renee Hooker to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Renee. I am here. And thank you so much for that very warm welcome. I look forward to speaking to all and sharing.
Well, we're so happy for you, you know, being here. And, you know, like we were talking in the green room, we don't take it for granted. We just know everyone has a busy schedule. And we just thank you so much for taking time out and being here with us with Good Deeds. But we got to get the awesome information about this. She's just a phenomenal young lady. But tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Well, as you indicated, I am a purpose and power strategist. I teach women, as I say, strive to thrive in their life, strive to be healthy, achieve balance in what they do, identify their strengths and their gifts, and overall to be complete in who they are in God, whether they are in singlehood in their life or whether they're in a position to be preparing for marriage. So I do this through a combination of inspiration, teaching others to identify their vision, how to heal themselves, and ultimately giving themselves permission so that way they can achieve that completeness and that peace, so that way they are happier and that they have more fulfilling lives.
Wow, that's powerful, because, you know, it's so many people, Letitia, you know, me myself, I kind of fell into my purpose. I thought I was doing my purpose for, you know, over 10, 12 years. But, you know, it's so many people that are asking that question, what is our purpose? What is our calling? And you actually help us with that, and then actually you take us through the process. But talk a little bit, and I have to, you know, chime that in because, as I said, a lot of people don't know how to identify that. You know, I know we actually need to, I'm going to tell you, young ladies and gentlemen, we actually have to book a session with Letitia to get more in detail, because this can take a long time. But just give us some tools that we can actually say, you know, we can do the aha moment or the light bulb can come on and we can say, well, maybe this is my purpose. This maybe is my passion that, of course, will lead to our purpose.
Yes, and it's a guiding principle, which is the foundation for identifying with your purpose, and as well as identifying with things in your life, people, places, and things who are draining you, and it's a phrase I use, choose, confess, be. So I tell you to, one, choose this day. So you choose this day in terms of who are you, and who are you serving? Are you serving God? Are you serving a particular need, a particular person? Is your life centered to where it needs to be? And the second thing I teach is confess, which once you've identified with who should be your true source, which is God, then you confess that God is over your life and you start to line your life up with his biblical principles. And this is through reading of the word, meditating, fasting. And then finally, you be all that God has created and purposed you to be. So then you set forth a plan that I call pray, and press. You put that plan together and put it into action.
Wow. I like that. Pray and press. I love mm-hmm. that. But you know, because you know, so many things as we can all attest that some things that we've made mistakes on, some things that we, you know, have detoured from what's inside. Speak a little bit on that and how we can do it. As some of the old people say, do a turnaround or do a comeback to what we need to actually be.
Yeah, and I can personally identify with that because I did run from God in a major way when not, you know, heeding his voice. And I had my life challenges. I'm a former big girl, as some people would say. I overcame, you know, a sugar addiction, and I struggled with the low self-esteem as well as the depression. I had, you know, complicated relationships that included, you know, domestic violence, verbal and physical. And then I had some days of just not making wise choices in terms of who I should be focused on, which should be me, putting me first, you know, having a self-care plan, for example, in place to ensure that I received the proper rest, that I was eating properly, that I had the right kind of emotional relationships in my life. And it took me a little while for me to get unstuck and to gain the confidence and faith. But again, with me identifying who and what are the drains in my life, emotional vampires, if you want to call them, anything that was toxic, and seeking to get those items removed and replacing them with positive people and positive activities, that is what began to really empower me to move forward, to realize that I'm here for a divine purpose, and I'm actually already equipped with the power of God, that I can be all I can be. That I don't have to wait for this power to come. That the power always resided in me all along. I just had not identified with it.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to say this because I have a lot of young people that listen. And my niece, I have to get her age right because she'll get upset. Now she's 19. But I'm saying that and when you're talking about the self-esteem and the different situations you walk through in your life, you know, all of us have that journey. But let me ask you this, because I wanted to know, because especially for our young ladies, all of us have a story, as we say. All of us have a testimony. All of us have a journey that we have to go through. But that one thing of self-esteem, I think it raises its head so often, unfortunately. I mean, what can we do? Because the thing is, if we don't tackle it at that early age, you know, we're going to have trouble, you know, of course, on into different relationships that we're going to start, and we're going to say we're not valuable. Because one thing that I try to teach people, you know, and I know you do as well, because you're just wonderful with the health side, and then you're going to power us to have power in our purpose, you know, strategies as well. But I noticed this, if we don't do it right in our personal life, when we coach other people, when we actually be a motivational speaker, and whatever we do, we're going to lack that confidence if we don't have that low self-esteem. But just, you know, I know, again, I keep saying this, and we have to schedule a session with you to get all this open up. But what things can we do to say, okay, with this self-esteem, you know, because I know the environment can take a place, you know, the things that you
that's
know,
right,
go through every
that's
day.
Right.
But would you chime on that a little bit for us?
Well, the biggest thing that I can say is that for young ladies, they need to have a positive male role model. This day and time, with society, the image of a woman and how she should behave and how she should conduct herself, it's a very negative image. It is a very negative image, and they feel that that's by them being that image, that's how they're going to be accepted and that's how they're to be loved. So you do have to take a very active role early on in their lives with having a very positive male figure that teaches them that this is love. This is love. This is how I love you is how you should love and how you should love yourself. And teach them not only that earthly father's love, but that heavenly father's love. You have to teach them that being around negative things, negative images, no matter what it is, whether it could be something as simple as a magazine picture, or it could be something as hearing lyrics of a song, that those things are planting seeds in you. And they may not come up now, but as you grow into, you know, being a teenager and young adulthood, they will grow and flourish. So it's important for you to teach them that that this is the kind of love that you should have in your life. And then these are the kind of negative things, toxic things that you should shield yourself from.
Now, she's talking now, y'all. You better get this information. We need to play this over and over, what she just said. That's $1 million information, as they say in the corporate America.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you this, Leticia, because you so wonderfully have a message that you center a lot of your talk and your information on. It's the optimistic woman, which is trademark, ladies. You can't use that name. But tell us a little bit more about that movement, because that is a movement that you're doing, and I love it because we have to have that in inside in order for us to show. But tell us a little bit more of your framework when we talk about optimistic woman.
Optimistic woman is a woman that, despite all the obstacles in her life, and this is a woman that has been, you know, beat up, battered, and abused. Who's, you know, they may have had to go through financial difficulties. They may have had wayward children, but this is a woman that has pressed her way to identify who she is, what her purpose and power is. And work to achieve total completeness, which means that she's complete within herself, that she's not looking to, you know, have to get, you know, a high power job to be her identity, or have a man to say, well, a man is going to complete me. An optimistic woman is, despite all obstacles, that she knows that she's going to have hope in her final outcome of her life. And that is whether they are single or whether they are married. It's that they always have hope in each and every day, each and every moment, and in every way possible, that they will overcome. They are an overcomer. And that's what Optimistic Woman is about. And it teaches with the purpose and power piece, as well as with health, as well as biblical principles that are through teaching them how to flourish and being a, you know, singlehood in this day and time. And, you know, there's the persona that it's okay to, you know, to have the sexual relations, you know, outside of marriage. But teaching them that the damage that this does in terms of you being completeness and with your relationship that you have with God, as well as how it can impact, you know, when you're seeking to get married as well. So that is what Optimistic Woman is about, is teaching them also how to be a lady. I love the phrase, bringing back a lady, because that right there is a significant part to me of being being confident and being having that level of self assurance that you don't have to, flaunt yourself or advertise. You can be attractive and hold your own without having to fulfill what society shows us what a woman should be. You can be a lady.
I really glad you said that, because people know I'm transparent, Leticia, but a lot of places I go, I say, God, I'm overdressed. But I'm like, then I had to search in myself, just the same thing you just said, because you don't have to, be reveal this, all of your body to show your worth. Because actually, my dad used to say this when we were growing up. He was saying that he's from the South, but he used to say men really like women that are very conservative in their dress. Because if you expose it to one person, you expose it to many. That's what my dad kind of told me. But, a lot of young ladies think that since it's a fad to wear different clothes, that they should wear it, when they saved and when they not saved. I mean, that the clothes, can wear the fad. That's the point I'm trying to say. But I'm so glad that you're working on that, and that's something great that you, we need a lot of help with being a lady, like you say, and our confidence and our self-esteem, if that was in place, which you do a wonderful job with that, we actually won't have to do all those things. But then the thing is, media, and I'm part of the media as well, but that's why I try my best to do the positive side. But media plays a big role in that as well, with what's on a magazine, what's in the videos, and those type of things. But like the Bible says, we can't be conformed to the things of the world. So we have to be an example. I mean, you guys have to. And I know Leticia would give us her contact information, but I really, really like her pictures. It is very sophisticated. It's very, really, what she stands for. Just with I can see the confidence in her pictures. And I'm like, this is an awesome young lady right here. And you know what she stands for by her pictures. And you got to go, we'll get the information here in a minute, but you got to go check out what I'm saying. Because that's what we have to do as women of God on, social media platforms and our website. We have to show our elegance. So I want to give you your kudos for that on the air.
Well, thank you very much, Renee. Yes, and it's not about wearing something, head to toe, but it's about, finding the appropriate colors, the appropriate cut and style to enhance how God made you. Yeah.
That's powerful. You said that so you said that so great. But tell us a little bit more, because ladies and gentlemen, she's hiding a lot of stuff here. But tell us how, because the awesome things that you do, from the health coach, and then you get our purpose together and you walk us out in that destiny of what we need to actually be doing. But tell us the different products and services, that you offer that we can actually, take advantage of, because we actually need to walk in power in our, and then we need to do it healthy. I need some help in that department, to be honest myself, because all of us say we busy, and I'm gonna say I'm too. Sometimes I'll be honest, my diet is not where it's supposed to be, but I really had to take advantage of that the last month, because I was so tired, Leticia. I was tired doing this and doing that, but I had to center myself and say, okay, I'm a woman of God. People, I have to be healthy to do, and I heard Steve Harvey say this as well. He said he had, and Lisa Nichols said it as well, that they had to recenter themselves to be healthy in order to walk out what God has predestined them to. So tell us a little bit more of how we can take advantage of some of your, you know, give us some, you know, just a sneak peek of the things that you actually offer.
Yes, I actually minister through keynote speaking workshops, as well as at women's conferences, women's retreats. I can do inspirational speaking, as well as a health-based speaking that has, of course, the biblical principles. And in regards to what you touched upon about your health, and it's about having a customized self-care plan. It really is. It's really about sitting down and identifying what your needs are and putting together a self-care plan for yourself, and then having someone such as myself, you know, coach you through that, walk you through that, and you, I mean, the changes that you see will definitely be immediate, you know, from, you know, either your skin clearing up and getting a glow, or either, you know, you see reduced belly bloatness, you have get more sleep at night, you don't have that fogginess when you, you know, throughout the day, because you feel like you need to eat something, or you feel like you need some sugar to give you that, you know, that push through in the afternoon. But it is definitely about putting together a self-care plan, so that way you can be all that God has called you to be on this earth. So with that being said, one size does not fit all. You know, there's a lot of diets and fads out there, and some of us, including myself in the past, I used to jump on the bandwagons for those. And, you know, you will lose the weight. You'll lose the weight, and then you will find when you go back to those regular eating habits, the weight will jump on and it'll bring friends with it. So, and that messes with your metabolism. So each time you do that, you know, you kind of set yourself back two steps, and, you know, you tend to gain more weight each time that you do that. So I offer health coaching individually, or either I can do group sessions, small group sessions, as well as I've went into organizations and work with employees so that way they're able to achieve their health goals and to not only be a more effective employee, but be a more effective and whole person. Additionally, if needed, I definitely will travel to do coaching. I also teach others how to live creatively, because we all serve a creative God. So that's an area of our lives that a lot of people don't think about, you know, working with your hands or writing a drawing. That's actually something that will, it's a stress reliever and will give you peace, and actually teach you to operate more in your talents and gifts as well.
Wow, that is amazing. So many different hats that you have. But, you know, like I always tell people, all of them work together, you know, of course, for the glory of God.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. Well, but tell us this. Tell us how we can actually contact you and how mm-hmm. we can actually support you on the social media network.
You can follow me or friend me on Facebook at Letitia Renee Hooker. My Facebook fan page is Optimistic Woman, Letitia Renee Hooker. You can also follow my writings on my website, LetitiaReneeHooker.com. Additionally, you can follow me on Twitter, connect with me on LinkedIn, and on Pinterest. I have several boards that will give you healthy eating, health tips, as well as a board that I call Optimistic Woman Style, that will give you some examples of dress that will be complementary to your figure, gives you tips on different skirt lengths, for example, and for your body type, different style of clothes that will work best for you.
Now, that's powerful. I have to say something to that, because what they say, all clothes are not created equal. And that's very
yes.
important. And I'll be honest with you, Letitia, I really never did the color wheel until I really got, you know, when Good Deeds Television, you know, came to fruition. Because to be honest, most ladies, unfortunately, we pick a black dress. You know, I have plenty of black shoes, plenty of black dresses, but I actually got my first red dress. I mean, when I got into TV, And now that is one of my signature colors, and that is the burnt orange color. But
yes.
So I commend, ladies, please, 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 you know, let's get out of all the black and have more shoes besides the black shoes. And, you know, you have to go with what compliments you, like you said so wonderfully, because certain skirts don't look right on certain people. And like you said, our body type, we have to respect that and do what accent us, like you say. And so you said that so wonderfully, golly, because a lot of people just, we don't know, you know, because the underclothes got to be right and then the outer clothes as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, do us a quick favor and give us any last-minute information you want us to know, and then please follow up again with your website.
Yes. I just want to let everyone know that walking in your purpose and living in your power means to walk in peace and live in prosperity. So that's something to remember, that as you walk in your purpose and you live in that power, that's going to bring peace and prosperity in your health, your finances, your life overall, and also in fulfilling your purpose. And again, you can reach me at www.letitiareneehooker.com. You can email me at letitia@letitiareneehooker.com.
Well, we thank you so much, Letitia Renee Hooker. You know, I love your middle name. That's my. But we thank you so much for taking time out.
Yes,
and
it's been wonderful to speak with
you,
Renee.
Yes,
I have thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, if you need us
thank
for anything,
you.
Please contact me. Contact me for anything. I love supporting other people. And you know, ooh, it's just amazing the awesome things that God is doing in your life and more to come. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Renee. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You guys, you know how we do it here. That is just awesome. She's an awesome young lady. Please connect with her. You know, if that service is not for you, please, like we always do, pass it on to somebody else. You know, we actually have a lot of things coming up the rest of, you know, throughout, you know, the rest of the year on Good Deeds. You know, go to our website and you'll find out how to be a guest on our radio and TV show. You'll find out our other speaking platforms, and also how you can be an advertiser, or you can, you know, put an ad on our website, whatever you need to move to your next. You know, we actually need to go to the next level of what God has predestined us to do, but we actually need to work together. You know, you have to believe. We got to trust, and we got to walk it out. We got to don't stop. We got to get it, get it. You know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, I love you, love you, love you, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.